So adoption in this sense, what does adoption mean?
So people donate $15 and it goes towards a hand cream and holiday bags and the supplies to make cookies for everybody. And then people also donated, they had their kids make little holiday cards. Like one of the classes in the elementary school, the whole class just made cards for everybody. And then the Kinderskog program, they made little Christmas tree ornaments out of sticks.
That's like an after-school program for some kids. Okay.
Yeah.
How did the idea of adopt a grandparent start?
So I actually have a friend in California, and she started doing it a few years ago. She started just putting little hand creams in holiday bags, and she'd deliver it to the elderly homes down there. And I was like, man, Petersburg needs something like that. So I kind of took that and advertised it on Facebook, and the community kind of just came together. And people were volunteering to make cookies. People wanted to make Christmas cards. And a lot of different organizations and families in town came together. And it was really cool.
Yeah, I was noticing that you had posted that your goal was 60 grandparents, but you actually had more than that.
Yeah, so the original goal was actually 50. There are 12 residents in long-term care and 48, I believe, up at Mountain View Manor in both the assisted living and independent end. And I was like, well, I want everybody to feel included. So there was such a huge response from the community. We actually ended up with 72, I believe. So we sent the extra bags to the home health patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is kind of based around the holiday season?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we did it to help bring some holiday cheer to the elderly in the community. It's a hard time of the year for a lot of people. So I thought that maybe if we could bring smiles to their faces for one day, that would help out.
How were the gifts received?
So we had a little girl, Carly Johnson, from one of the Girl Scout troops in town, and she walked around and she hand-delivered them. We knocked on everybody's door up at Mountain View Manor, and she hand-delivered them, and people gave her big hugs. It brought tears to their eyes. It was just such a sweet gesture, and I think the residents up there really enjoyed having one of the younger kids in town deliver them.
Okay, so this was new this year.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Now we plan on doing it again next year. And next year, I think a few people thought that maybe instead of cookies next year, since people have dietary restrictions, we could do something else like, we could do enough Christmas ornaments for everybody rather than cookies. So I think next year we just plan on going big again and making sure that everybody's included and everybody gets a Christmas ornament and a hand cream.
Just for background, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I was born and raised here. I've been here for 24 years. And I've worked up at long-term care for about a year. So I've been around the residents up there a lot, and they mean a lot to me. And my grandparents live up at Mountain View Manor. So it means a lot to me, and it's very personal to me to be able to do this too and to spread cheer to the people I love as well.
Is there anything that you wanted to tell people that I didn't ask you about?
I just wanted to thank everybody who donated, everybody that shared the post on Facebook, everyone who adopted, made cookies, drew holiday cards. It was so much fun to just see the community come together and support our elders.